Our next guest played for Richie Moran and spent nearly two decades involved with the Cornell lacrosse program. He's now the head coach of the University of Delaware. That's Ben DeLuca. And Ben, thank you so much for joining us. When you played for Richie during the end of his coaching career, what was it like playing for him?
It was tough, but it was a lot of fun. and thank you for having me on and giving me the opportunity to talk a little bit about Coach and a guy who impacted so many people, you know, myself included, my teammates, but, you know, people in the community there in Ithaca and upstate New York, nationally and internationally. Coach was an absolute icon and a legend, and it was wonderful playing for him. You know, when he recruited me coming out of high school, we developed a wonderful relationship. He was just he had such an outgoing personality and a great sense of humor, combined with a very intense desire to win. I knew going through my recruiting process that he was a guy that I would love to play for and to compete for. And, you know, it was the twilight of Coach's career and maybe less than successful than as I would have hoped in terms of our on-the-field results. But the ability to play for a man like Coach Moran, to be molded and guided by him was, you know, just indescribable, the impact that he had on me and my teammates, and, you know, something that I will always carry with me and hope dearly that I will be able to carry on just some fraction of his legacy with the way that I continue to coach and lead the young men in my program these days.
Do you remember what his recruiting pitch to you was? Like what he may have said that essentially brought you to Cornell?
Oh, absolutely. He knew Cornell very well. He pitched the education and the opportunity to compete at the highest level. I mean, his credentials spoke for themselves. A three-time national champion, three-time national finalist, multiple-time coach of the year, any number of great players and coaches that had come through the program there. And I grew up in Rochester, about an hour and 45 minutes to the northwest.
Yep.
And family is a very big part of my life. I did not want to travel too far away to go to school, but my parents did everything they could to help me with my education and to put the education first in all my endeavors. And Coach Moran did a great job of really pitching the beauty and the location of Cornell, the academic opportunities to study some pretty rigorous majors while competing in a sport that I really loved. And, you know, I was also in communication with their football staff for potentially participating with that program as well. But Coach Moran's relationship building and communication was just special. You know, the way that he talked about the brotherhood of the Big Red Lacrosse program, the success that players had, not just on the field, but in the classroom and after college was a big thing as well. He really understood that lacrosse was a springboard to something bigger and better, and the opportunity to set yourself up for a successful life after college was an important part of that. And he and his staff did a wonderful job of portraying that message. And, you know, for a young, impressionable, you know, athlete like myself, you know, it just struck a chord with the way that, you know, he wanted to win and he wanted to be great in everything that he was pursuing, and he expected that of his teammates. And, you know, when you look at the location and the education, the academics, and, you know, the historic Schoolcraft Field and the tradition of the program, it was everything I think I was looking for in a college selection.
Ben DeLuca with us here on BTL, head coach of the University of Delaware, as we remember the life and legacy of legendary Cornell lacrosse head coach Richie Moran. At what point did you realize that Richie was larger than life, in that he was such an important part of the Ithaca community, and not just the Ithaca community, but even a major part of the college lacrosse landscape?
You know, long before I got to Cornell, actually, and I mentioned I played a lot of sports in high school growing up, and lacrosse wasn't necessarily a primary focus of mine. But one of the things that my father did for me, my parents did for me as a young student athlete, was bring me to the NCAA tournament as a high school athlete to participate in what's called a YES clinic, and it was a lacrosse clinic before. You know, as part of the NCAA tournament games in Syracuse, New York. And I had a chance to to see him there and to interact with him a little bit there. And you know, there are a number of times where when I got to be a little bit of an older student athlete and was looking at colleges, I had a chance to go visit some schools and watch some teams play. And the way that he, you know, he was an absolute, you could say, maniac on the sidelines. He was very energetic, very passionate, very intense, and constantly fighting for his players and looking for any edge that he could to help his team win. Through the recruiting process, he just stood apart as a personality and as someone that really cared about you as a person. You know, he knew what was going on with me in terms of my sports, but he also knew what was going on with me in terms of my schooling. He asked about my family. He built that relationship. And then when you get to campus and you get a chance to go out, I remember our first team dinner. And we went to a pretty famous and well-attended Italian restaurant in downtown Ithaca. And when you walk in as a member of the Cornell lacrosse program, you know, there are some heads that are being turned, but Coach Moran was absolutely the conductor of that orchestra and was shaking everyone's hand. Everyone knew him. He said, made it a point to say hello to everyone on the way in and on the way out. And, you know, just when you had a chance to see him and spend some time with him outside of the locker room, outside of the practice facility, on campus potentially, you got a sense of, you know, how he interacted with members of the community. One of the things that he loved to do for his players was, you know, if he felt like someone was having a difficult time in class or maybe not practicing really well, he would take guys out and get them a ice cream cone at Purity Ice Cream, and you know, just the ability to sit down and you know, have a conversation with your college coach while having an ice cream cone is somewhat rare. And again, those are some of the memories that I remember of coach, not only driving us to be great in the classroom and off the field as well as on the field, but really investing in the relationships that we had amongst our team.
You spent 17 years at Cornell, from a player to an assistant and obviously working your way up to head coach. I'm wondering what it was like having the guidance of Richie, probably for every step of the way.
Every step of the way. It was invaluable. And for me, truthfully, it was a major motivation for me getting into coaching and staying at Cornell. You know, when you graduate from Cornell, you generally have a lot of good options in the employment world and opportunities to springboard into something different professionally. And for me, you know, my experience as a player playing for coach and wanting to win, having a relatively successful freshman campaign and then struggling a little bit sophomore and junior in the final 2 years of his career, there was a strong desire implanted in me to see Cornell back to the top of the Ivy League and of the country where the legacy was. And so that helped me get involved in coaching, and I was very grateful for the opportunity to transition from player to assistant coach right after graduation and utilize his insight and some of the things that, you know, he was able to share with me as a young coach. And as my tenure at Cornell continued to carry on, you know, that relationship just continued to build and strengthen with him and his wife, Pat, and his, you know, his daughter, Jen, and their children. You know, we had a chance to get to know via camp and, you know, just interactions in the community. But to have someone like Coach Moran in essentially the backyard, I was in his backyard, a guy who brought me to Cornell, gave me that opportunity, and to have the opportunity myself to give back and to give towards the legacy that he helped create and build at Cornell was extremely powerful for me and a great motivational piece. And he was an unbelievable mentor and leader for me. He helped me through, you know, there's a lot of really good times and there are some challenging times as well. And he was always there with, you know, the right words, the right perspective, you know, and the ability to cut right to it, and help me figure out, you know, what the right move or the right next step might be. So I really can't probably describe the impact that he had on me during my time as a player and then as a coach at Cornell. And as I said earlier, the one thing that I do carry with me is that he has inspired me to do what I'm doing now, and he has taught me a great deal about how to do it and how to do it at a very high level. And I hope to carry those things with me so that, you know, the players that I have a chance to interact with might be able to know him the impact that he's had and to benefit them in some way, shape, or form.
What is then something specific that maybe you learned from him that maybe you do instill onto your players today?
I think the combination of discipline, character, competitiveness, and compassion is what was extremely unique at the time. I mean, he was a winner at every level: high school, club, college, international. He knew how to build relationships with people and how to drive them towards success in a unique and individual way with each and every player that he interacted with. I think he used his time in the Marines to instill some discipline within our teams and some pride, the historical knowledge and the way that he instructed us and got us to think critically and talk about things aside from lacrosse that were, important to the world at large was really important. And I'll always remember his sense of humor. He was an immense practical joker. I remember clearly as a freshman, my teammates and I were subject to many practical jokes, as new kids tend to be. Coming in, he would send you down to the equipment room to grab a bucket of steam.
Bucket of steam, yeah.
to get yourself squared away if you were enduring the Ithaca winters and you needed a little bit more warmth, he'd ask you to go down and see Doug in the equipment cage for some Viking skin, to acclimate your sticks. If anyone broke a stick at practice, it was because you didn't put your stick outside for a certain period of time and acclimate your stick to the weather, whether it was warm or cold that day. He joked about a lot of different things. The pool in Chulkoff was a good one for me. I went on my recruiting trip to Cornell, and my host through our time said, "Hey, make sure that if coach asks you, you let him know that we showed you the pool in Chulkoff." And I said, "Sure, no problem." And I arrived on campus my freshman year, and we're meeting with our entire freshman class for the first time in the film room there. And, coach said, "Hey, fellas, make sure that you get around and explore campus and get to know all the things that are at your fingertips here. It's not just lacrosse. It's not just school. There's a lot this school and this university have to offer you. For example, how many of you guys knew that there was a pool in Chulkoff?" And my eyes, probably were as large as dinner plates at that point in time. And I raised my hand and said, my host showed me that, and he laughed and he said, "There's no pool at Chulkoff, son." To everyone's great laughter. But his ability to be a one of the most fierce and intense competitors in practice and during games, and then also have an unbelievable sense of humor off the field to keep you on your toes, and his in addition to his sharp wit, he was just such a smart and sharp man. He knew your name, your major, where you were from, more often than not, where you went to high school, what the recruiting process was like. And I'm not talking about, during your time on campus or 2 or 3 or 5 years later, a decade later, two decades later, he would introduce us to players who played for him and talk to us about where they came from, their high school career, what number they wore, their family. You name it. He just had everything at his fingertips. The way that he introduced us to guys like Jay Gallagher, Eamon McEnany, Paul Schmoller were just amazing in terms of his knowledge and understanding of the young men that were a part of his program long after they had graduated and moved on, and that meant a lot to everybody that he interacted with.
Ben, before we let you run, what sort of legacy has Richie's life left on the world of college lacrosse?
That's a heavy question. I don't know how much time you have or how much time I can talk about it. It's an immense one. I mean, I don't know if I have the proper words. Again, you're talking about a young man that every step of the way, from high school to club, on Long Island to college and international, the way that he helped create and gain momentum for Ireland lacrosse. Just he was successful at everything he did, and he set the standard for college coaches and for team execution. The teams of the 70s in Cornell are legendary, and then followed up by the teams in the 80s, and the number of people that he influenced and he impacted at Cornell, and then multiply that by the people that he interacted with that were not maybe a part of his program, but were a part of the North-South All-Star game, or went on to become coaches, or cousins, friends, family. Everyone knew and was impacted in some way, shape, or form by Coach Moran. And again, I call myself extremely fortunate to be one of the few that were able to go to Cornell and to play for him and to learn under him, and then to have the experience that I had for the years following my graduation and getting into the collegiate coaching profession, to have a mentor and a leader like him that I could get on the phone with on a regular basis and just pick his brain, what he thought, you know, the experiences that he had and any tips and guidance that he might be able to provide. It helped me immensely. So I think it's hard to put into perspective the impact that he's had on the lacrosse community at large.
Well, Ben, we really appreciate the time. It's great having you back here on the ESPN Ithaca airwaves. I know you've got a busy week, I'm sure, prepping for Fairfield on Saturday, but seriously, this time means a lot to us as we've been talking to a lot of different people whose lives have been impacted by Richie, and yours is obviously no different. So thank you so much for the time. Again, really appreciate it, and be well out there, okay? We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Nick. I really appreciate it as well.